Former football star, ad pitchman, and infamous 90s icon O.J. Simpson is headed to trial again. More than a decade after being acquitted of murder, O.J. Simpson will stand trial on felony charges, including kidnapping and armed robbery. Those charges stem from an alleged sports memorabilia heist in Las Vegas. It happened in a hotel room back in September, allegedly.
After a three-day hearing, a justice of the peace in Clark County, Nevada, refused to dismiss any charges in a 12-count complaint against Simpson and his co-defendants, C.J. Stewart and Charlie Ehrlich. Prosecutors accused Simpson of leading the suspected armed robbery of two sports memorabilia dealers.
O.J. Simpson told the Associated Press he wasn't surprised by the ruling and said he puts his faith in the jury. A kidnapping conviction could result in a life sentence with possibility of parole, An armed robbery conviction would require some time in prison. The trial is likely to start in 6 months to a year.
That is not going to be a circus at all. You know, it's no secret, of course, that some folks think that O.J. kind of got away with one when he was acquitted back in 1995. And that kind of got us wondering whether there's a parallel here to the story of Al Capone. He was the reputed mobster, famously finally convicted not of murdering people or running booze, but of tax evasion.
There are other examples. Former Chilean dictator Augusto Pinochet had charges pending against him for tax evasion and kidnapping when he died last year, never mind everything else. An alleged former Irish Republican Army leader, Thomas the Slab Murphy, was just arrested last week and charged with tax evasion.
Pay your taxes is the lesson. That is the BPP's big story. Now we've got Rachel Martin with even more news.